בן בריתי שלום רבית. Yeah, so Rabbeinu, we spoke about this, we're in the middle of a chapter, so a new paragraph here. So I'll just say that we're talking about this. Rabbeinu said that it put down the Zohar, the Yoledet, a woman is giving birth, she calls out 70 calls before she gives birth, and she gives birth. So Rabbeinu learns this in a spiritual way. As when a person, before he has das born into his head, and knew something new that he didn't know, has to scream 70 kolot. I don't know what this means exactly. What are these 70 kolot? What is it literally? It's ah, 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 or something spiritual. Let's see what he explains here. Rabbeinu continues, it says, Shotan atzakot shel nefesh, these calling out of the soul, like the calling out of the woman giving birth before the birth, הן נחוצות בשביל שהנפש תלד השגה על ההבנה בתורה. They're necessary, they're needed for the soul to give birth to this new das that needs to come into someone's brain. וזה לשונה, סור בנו סז. וזהו כלל שכל נפש מישראל קודם שיש לה התגלות בתורה ועבודה. This is the rule. Every soul of a Jew, of Israel, before he has any revelation in Torah and learning in something in the Torah or any revelation in some avodah that he's working, serving Hashem, azay menasim u'tzarfim et hanefesh, they put the nefesh in this place which is called galut shel shivim lashon, and with avotem, he falls into a certain taiva. He's working at a certain taiva, and dafka then he falls into that taiva. What's wrong? What happened? I thought I'm working on myself. I thought I'm supposed to get out of this. Why am I falling to that place? So dafka, you want to work on this? We're going to throw you down to that place. And then what happens? Then when the nefesh falls in the galus, meaning in this taiva, whatever taiva it is, azahi rama chivin kalim. Then the nefesh calls out 70 voices, 70 calls. Ki galut ibchinat leda, because the revelation is the aspect of birth. Ki kodim idgalut haTorah, before a revelation in the Torah, azahi ibchinat ibur, it's an aspect of a pregnancy. שהתורה היא נעלם ממנו. The Torah is hidden from him. כעצמים בבטן מלאה. Like a full stomach. You can't see what's inside. לבחינה, the aspect of us, ואנוכי אסתר אסתיר. And I will hide from you. I will hide it from you. היינו בגלות. And what does that mean? בגלות, במידות הרעות ששווים לשון. He's in the galus, in the bad midas of the 70 nations. כי הקליפה קדמה לפרי. Because the קליפה, when the peel comes before the fruit. If someone wants to eat the fruit, has to first break the peel to get to the fruit. לכן, קודם ההתגלות, therefore, before the התגלות, the revelation, the nefesh must go into certain galus, meaning into certain taivas of that he's trying to work on, in order to break them, and after that, gets the revelation. So if a person sees that situation is getting, blessed that everything is opposite, you know. You see things are getting hard, you're supposed to be happy. Oh, I'm going to break now the peel, the shell, break the shell, and then I'm going to get to the fruit. The galut, the revelation of Hashem in the world. Okay. Rabbeinu megale lanu davar nifla. Rabbeinu is revealing to us a wonderful thing. Shepnei Hashem zeh Torah shelo. The face of Hashem is his Torah. Everyone knows the face of the tzaddik is learning from his books. The face of Hashem is learning from the Torah. והסתרת פני השם, what does that mean, the hiddenness of the face of Hashem? זה כשהאדם לא רואה את התורה, לא מבין את התורה, he doesn't see the Torah, doesn't understand the Torah, he doesn't reach the Torah, it's called Hester Panim. And when a person is in Hester Panim, his job is to call out. Right? He has to go to the field. אחר כך רבינו מלמד אותנו, afterwards רבינו teaches us, שיש תאווה אחת שכוללת את כל התאוות. There's one taiva which includes all taivas in them. וכשמשברים אותה, and when we break this certain taiva, אזי בנקל לשבר את שאר התאוות. Then it's easy to break all other taivas. והתאווה הזאת, and this taiva is called תאוות ניאוף. וזו לשון, these are the words of רבינו. דע, שכלליות של 70 לשון שמדתם הרעות הללו היא תאוות ניאוף. The generalization of all this 70 Taiva, 70 midos of the 70 nations, is Tavat Niyuf. והוא תיקון הכללי, מי שמשבר התאווה הזאת, אז הרקל יכול לקבל, שבר כל התאוות. This is a general remedy. fixing. If you fix this taiva, you'll be easily fixing all other taivas. Okay? So, for example, if a person has a house with there's pipes and everything in the house, and he has leaks from all over the place. Leaks here and leaks there, all kinds of leaks. But from one place, he has the main place, is the main pipe is broken. That's why there's leaks all over the place, because it goes through the walls and there it's breaking. So now if he goes tries to leak, fix a little leak over here in this room, a little leak in that room, it's not going to work. But if he goes to the main pipe and fixes that pipe, then obviously the stream of the water goes slower, and then he can go and start fixing all the little things. But first to fix the main problem, and then everything else, he made it will be fixed. Sometimes a person has a very, very difficult situation in one specific thing, and obviously has to work on that thing, at least to calm that situation down, and then to go work on the main. For example, he's not besimcha. He's not besimcha, he can't even start working on anything. Just to work on simcha. Migalut lehidgalut. From exile to revelation. Galut and hidgalut, they sound the same. Haklal, who? The rule is, shekol yehudish mapilim oto letaavot velamidot haraot shel ha'akum. That every yid that's from Shamayim, they put him down into the bad taivas and bad midos of the goyim. He needs to call out to Hashem until he marries to go out of them, out of those places. Ve'az u'masig ha'saga chadasha b'Torah u'avodat Hashem. And then he could achieve a certain achievement, new achievement that he couldn't achieve without falling to that certain place. So if a person has a difficult situation, he has to be happy. From Shamayim, they want to open the gates for him. And he can't open the gates unless you start calling out. He won't start calling out unless they put you down. So they start stepping on you, and then he says, ah! And then you open the gates. And you get a new Torah, a new revelation, and knowing Hashem, and knowing how to serve Hashem in a certain way. It's not negative. Let's think of negative. It's brought down that there's no difference in no difference in what Hashem is giving down. There's only difference in how we receive everything. It's always Shefa coming down. Question is, how do we see it? So if a person has a hard situation, it doesn't mean it's a bad situation. It's a hard situation. He has to know how to accept it. He has to know how to work with it. That's why you come here to Chutz Chesed and learn tons of ways how to work. I'm telling you, without Rabbeinu, I don't know how people live in this world.
They don't.
It's not about living.
You're
not living. He calls it existing.
That's the end. The advice of Rabbeinu, little advice. Start fresh. Doesn't make a difference what was. Start now new. It's a new thing now. Who knows what will be with you now? Now something else. And little things. It's a work. I think it's not work. Always be happy. Every situation, say thank you to Hashem. Person lives in Gan Eden. Lives in Gan Eden. Unbelievable. But it's only through work. If someone hears and hears what we say here and he reads the books, nothing's going to work really. Only if he starts working. And how do you work? You start screaming. How do you scream in the field? You go to the field, you start talking to Hashem. When does a person start screaming to Hashem? When he has a situation. So when they squeeze his heart like that, then he has to start screaming. Then he starts starting to work. When everything is going like that. Okay?
I think the work is nullifying ourselves to Hashem.
Yeah.
Getting rid of the ego.
Mm-hmm. To agree with whatever he does with us. Yeah. Just like a woman giving birth needs to call out the 70 calls in order to give birth. So too, a person who wants to go and have a new understanding how to serve Hashem, he has to scream out the 70 calls. לכן, בורא עולם לימד אותי כדי שלמד את עם ישראל. Therefore, the creator of the world taught me, Rav Arush is saying, So I teach Am Yisrael that each one needs to have every day at least half an hour that he davens on one thing. That's work. Work is taking half an hour a day on one specific thing and working. Davening about it and talking to Hashem about it. A certain thing, not to spread out on everything in life. A little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here, a little bit there. We spoke about this a lot of times. Okay? When someone's working, Ropen Shitati, right? Going on a certain thing over and over and over and over until he acquires it, that's work. He achieves it faster than if he works on it 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes. It's also good. It's all good. But he said he has a Shita here. He said he tried it. It works. Of course, if he does an hour, an hour, an hour, an hour, of course, a lot more powerful than half an hour too. But if you put a half an hour a day on one specific thing to work on it, it works.
Again, does that mean like working on one thing, let's say for a half hour, talking, repeating it, or talking about different aspects? What does that mean exactly?
It's not repeating, it's working on different aspects. It's when someone does it, he reveals in himself all kinds of things. All the time. Thanking Hashem about the situation and asking Hashem, show me the way. And analyzing to yourself what's going on about this specific thing that you're working on. And davening to Hashem. You can fill it in very easily. Very easily. Usually it's what a person is going through right now, and that's what he has to work on. Okay? I have a large ones. So the first thing about a tshuva, usually you need to work on being happy. About a tshuva, he said a lot of times, how do you say in English? Because of the past, they always beating themselves up. Yeah, they say, oh, you see where I was, and oh, you know. And they're not besimcha because of that. So a person has to work to first of all, whatever was is beautiful. That's the way it had to be. I wouldn't have got to this place without going through whatever I went through, even if it's marrying a Goya and having Goyish kids. And even if it's the worst things. Okay? Even if a person, Hashem Achim, murdered someone, then he did tshuva. But he can't do tshuva, he did tshuva. Okay? So now the whole life has to beat himself up and he can't continue in life. He could continue in life. What was, he has to tshuva and fix what he did. But not to fall on himself, whatever it was until now is what Hashem had to go through until now. Now, I'm going to start a new way. Every day we start a new way. First, to be b'simcha. That's number one. Rav says, a different book. If you choose to be b'simcha, you're already on the right path. If you don't choose to be b'simcha, you already chose wrong. If you choose wrong in the beginning, everything's going to go wrong. So the first thing you have to choose is to be b'simcha. And until you're not really happy about this, what you're not happy about, you don't continue. You have to be really happy about what you're not happy about. For example, people went through harsh childhood. Yeah? People went through, who knows what in childhood. Parents, this, that, all kinds of things. Right? And their whole life, some people, the people, and what do they teach them in the... In a lot of places, we understand you. It's very hard. You gotta do it. So a person lets himself fall into the place of mercy on yourself. You know, it's a very bad place. A very bad place. Right? You become sad. You see what I went through and this and that. You can do that, but you won't grow from there. A person has to put himself work on this. That Hashem, this place that you put me at. My parents beat me. My father used to beat me. This is not me. Chas Shalom, my parents, Baruch Hashem. So they keep. Let's say a person, his parents used to beat him and this and that. Right? And get all the bad feelings out of his heart. No bad feelings. There's only Hashem in the world. If someone did bad, Hashem will take care of him. If I got bad, I needed to get that. And to work on that place, that it's not the person. I forgive that person 100% because it's not him. Hashem, if it was your stick, it was only you. And it was good because I want to come. I can't come to wherever you want to bring me in life without going through that place. I cannot. Cannot. Like Rav Arush, you learned in Shara B'Todah, he says, Hashem, he has Hashgacha Prati on every ant in the world. Every ant, every mosquito, every little bacteria in the world is Mushgach. Right? So me, a human being with a neshama, he's not Mashgiach. He let it just fly around. I was just flying around the world. Things were happening to me. That's just a thing. Obviously, Hashem, you know what you're doing. You took me and put me in this situation, and then he took me to that situation. And after that situation, oh, you did this. Because you want me to get to a certain place, certain closeness to you, certain understanding of you. And thank you, Hashem, because otherwise I wouldn't have got to these places. And everyone who works like that, he will see clearly how he's growing and how he's learning new things about himself and about dapka through the situations. A lot of times it's in order to help other people. Right, he went through situations, all kinds of things. All kinds of things. And someone who works sees it clearly. I'm telling you from experience, mamash, everyone went through situations in life. That's the thing. Everyone went through something, through stuff in life. And a person has to work out of those places, dapka from those places. It's not a mistake. There's no mistakes. No, nothing's wrong, nothing's a mistake. Even if a person got married and got divorced, it's not a mistake. It's not a mistake. It's part of Hashem's Hashgacha.
But you can't dwell on it.
Okay. Yeah, it's part of what
take
Hashem...
the next step up.
Yeah, it's part... that is the step up. That situation that we had to go through, each one his own thing, is what he had to go through in order to grow. It's not a bad thing, or sometimes it's not an easy thing. But that was just a bad thing.
But you can't dwell on it. You just have to take the next step up. You have to just work on yourself and instead of woe is me constantly, woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. Just take the next step.
Yeah, work up.
And occasionally this situation comes up again and you just have to not dwell on it, not remember it, and just simply move on. Because if you don't, you're bald.
Yeah, you'll just try your life. It's tough. What am I teaching the older? You probably know more than me.
I don't want to go there.
So the kitzur, Rabbi Yisrael, you have to be in the field. So by the way, if anyone wants, at 3 a.m. every morning, there's a tender, a ride, a 20-seater. It goes from the breast of Shul to the forest in Shmuel HaNavi. 3 a.m. It's free every night. 3 a.m. You can take the boat, you can take it on Shmuel HaNavi.